This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
And on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do, which you can find at whatisyourwhat.com/free, and you can actually get a free copy there, so be sure to do so. Oh, man. There's so much to... Look, reality is, I have to say I wrote a pretty damn good book. It surprises me. Like, okay. I sit down and I go, like, Jesus, who was this person that wrote this book? You ever do that? You ever do something and you look back on your life and you go, like, how did that person that supposedly was me do that? Like, am I the only one?
You mean kind of like, wow, I was smart back then?
Exactly. Like, what happened? Yeah, younger looking and smart and all that fun stuff. But where did all that come from? That's kind of how I look back at this book. Like, I don't know about you, Mary, when you wrote your book, but I know for me, I don't know where this stuff comes from. Like, I must be like channeling something somewhere because it's
essentially,
I'm not smart enough to do this stuff that's in this book. It came from somewhere and I can't take credit for it. So I don't know. It was one of those things where I started looking through the book, like, what am I going to talk about this week? And I was like, damn, there's a lot to talk about in the book. So one of the things that I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to start out with one of the quotes, which is one of my favorite quotes from the book. A guy by the name of William James wrote this. And let me just read this to you, and then I want to talk about this. And if we have time, I've got another part of the book I want to talk about as well. But let's just start with this, which plays into exactly what I'm talking about here, about channeling or doing things as you look back on your life and you go, like, Jesus, how did I do that? So the quote is, here's what William James said. He said, most people live, whether physically, intellectually, or morally, in a very restricted circle of their potential being. They make use of a very small portion of their possible consciousness and of their soul's resources in general. Much like a man who, out of his whole bodily organism, should get into a habit of using and moving only his little finger. Great emergencies and crises show us how much greater our vital resources are than we had supposed. So, process that for a second or two. And I'm curious if you have experienced this in your life, where a emergency or a crisis allowed you to do something much greater than you had thought was even possible. So I'll just run this around, and then I can share a couple of examples, because I taught the Reinvention Workshop, did that live with folk for about 6 years, and there were a lot of great stories coming out of that quote. But like, as an example, you hear the stories of like women. In particular, there seem to be stories around women who, like a child, is stuck under a car, like as an example, right? Just stuck under a car, and somehow this woman summons this ridiculous strength and lifts the car and frees her child from harm's way, right? I mean, I'm sure you've heard
that's
stories.
An extreme example.
It is an extreme example, although one of my favorite examples of a woman is there was a woman who was home alone in Oregon, kind of lived in the backwoods of Oregon. Not so far back that she was like Unabomber-ish, but I mean like back enough that it wasn't like, you know, like Portland or something like that. But backwoods-ish of Oregon.
Oregon.
She was home alone, though her daughter was there. She had like a three-year-old daughter, and her husband was out of town, something like that. She was home alone. Daughter was there, and she was cooking. And so whatever she was cooking must have smelled really, really good. So good, in fact, that a grizzly bear broke down her back door. And so she is standing in the kitchen looking basically eye to eye with this bear. The bear is thinking, well, that smelled good, but that, meaning the woman, looks even tastier. So, like, maybe that will be my meal. And so the woman alone doesn't have time to grab a gun. I don't know if she had one. Didn't have time to grab a knife or anything of that nature. She got into this fight or flight mode, and she realized, you know, she had to protect mostly her daughter is what she was thinking about. Is in the interview, she's talking about her daughter. And so she had to protect her daughter. She grabbed the only weapon she could find, which was a zucchini. And so she proceeded to take this zucchini and basically like beat the bejeebus out of this bear and drive the bear out of her house with nothing more than a zucchini. And so, you know, if you would ask that woman a few days prior, like, hey, check it out, a bear is going to break into your house. You're not going to have a gun or a bat or a knife or any sort of weapon. All you're going to have is a zucchini to defend yourself. How do you think you're going to do? She'd be like, okay, let me write my last will and testament now. You know, I'm going to leave this to this person and so on and so forth. But yet, when push came to shove, she was able to do what she needed to do to protect herself and, more importantly, protect her daughter.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
That's another extreme
story. And I'd imagine, unless you've seen those cat videos where they completely freak out when they see a cucumber, I think it had nothing to do with the zucchini. It had everything to do with her probably screaming at the top of her lungs, like with just the passion of a mom saying, get the F out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And the zucchini, because one smack of a zucchini against a grizzly is broken, right? This, the zucchini didn't do it. It was her energy.
Her energy was bigger than him.
It was bigger than his. And that's your only hope with a grizzly anyway.
Yeah. So my question then to you is,
have you lifted a car, Mary?
Have you lifted a car, Mary? Have you experienced anything in your life where you look back on it and you go, geez, I didn't even know I had that potential. I didn't even know I had that capability. I didn't even know that it was possible for me to do what I did. And either you've been able to replicate that since, or you haven't been able to tap into that again.
Well, I brought it up on the last What Is Your What Wednesday, you know, referring to that tough 4-year period of having to refinance from zero income.
Yeah.
And finding new creative ways to invent a paycheck fast and furiously. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, even though it was so horrible what I went through, and I'm still suffering like shockwaves from it emotionally.
PTSD.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I am so thankful that I was brought to the level of, you need to bring your AAA game every day, be creative, think outside of everyone else's box, not just my own. And if I was not pushed up against it, the wall, I don't think I would have tapped into being so creative. And okay, so and then before that, home birthing my kids.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that the first time, you're like, I'm a fucking rock star.
Right.
You really, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Then fast forward.
I'm saying really like I know.
No, right? But then fast forwarding and realizing how much potential I have if I focus, make my plan, and take action all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone, we all have that. So that those are my two kind of stories that I'm thankful for both experiences because
it
showed me what I've got.
And I'll circle back around to that, but I want Rich to share first, if there's been an example that you can come to think of.
For me, there isn't a particular example. I just notice it kind of goes back a couple episodes of What Is Your What, when we're talking about like celebrating the next or, you know, on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. I seem like I've done my best stuff under pressure, and I kind of want to get out of that habit. I'm wondering if it's become a habit.
Right.
Like it started even in college, like my best semester was 12 units and then I had to get permission to take Spanish 1 and 2 combined. So it was 22 units and full time and got my best grades and everything because there was no time to screw around.
Yeah.
So I've kind of, it's a long winded one, but it's coming full circle to saying like, I'm more noticing habitual patterns of putting myself against the wall to then make me fight the grizzly.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like you did with Toastmasters.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Writing the speech on the way to the event and winning the first prize.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then to the next one.
Is it an adrenaline thing? Or?
It was, I don't know. I think it was probably just something as simple as, you know, you start in school and you're not doing homework because you're surfing, mm-hmm. and you come back and you ace the test still. Well,
I have to prepare?
Why do I got to go prepare, yeah. right? And it might have been, and so now I'm just keep, as I grow up and I'm looking at my daughter, I'm thinking, well, damn, dude, what could you be pulling off if you were preparing too?
Right.
Yeah, it's a great, great, great way to look at it, because I do think there's something to be said for when you're up against it, you know, to your point, Mary, about not being able to buy milk for mm-hmm. kids and doing what it is that ever you needed to do. But then, you know, it's after that adrenaline dump, do you become complacent? And then do you just see, like, and then that's the thing that I think is, at least in my mind, that's the struggle, that's the puzzle, is when you're up against it, you can do it. So the question is, if you can tap into that when you need it, then the real question is, why don't you tap into that more often? Right? Because it's there. You've proven that you can do it. So if you have that, ostensibly that gear, and well, I'll tell you another story next time on What Is Your What Wednesday here, but if you have that gear and you can tap into it when you need to, then that gear is there pretty much for you at your beck and call. So something to think about. All right, guys, good quality fun there. Thanks for sharing your perspectives on that. And again, you can get a free copy of the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. See both from America Labor. So Tay, we'll talk to you next time on What Is Your What Wednesday.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.